Time now for your letters. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolfe's essay last week on what makes a martini drew this response from Spencer Nitz of Salt Lake City, Utah. I was very pleased to hear Ms. Wolfe's commentary on the perfect martini. Once at a bar, I ordered a martini, and to my indignant surprise, I was asked if I would like it raspberry flavored. It's good to know that at least one person still views the martini how it should be, classic. There were several letters of appreciation for Andy Trudeau's annual look at the Academy Award nominees for Best Score on our March 7th program. Ernesto R. Acevedo Munoz of Boulder, Colorado, writes, I'd like to thank NPR and Weekend Edition again for bringing Andy Trudeau to offer his sensible, intelligent, and informative commentary. I am a film professor at the University of Colorado, and I always make my students listen and try to understand what the movie music does. Extra brownie points for using the words score and soundscape as opposed to soundtrack, which is, technically speaking, incorrect to refer only to music. But like many listeners, Brian Fisher of Oxford, Mississippi, wrote in to complain that Andy's segment was shorter than in previous years. He wrote, please return to the multi-Sunday format for Andy Trudeau's tour through Oscar-nominated scores. The one-segment format is too condensed. The lessons on music and scoring in the longer old format made it a learning experience that I looked forward to every year. We want to hear from you. Send us an email by going to npr.org and clicking the link that says Contact Us. Or send us a tweet. My Twitter name is NPR Leanne. That's L-I-A-N-E. And our staff can be reached at NPR Weekend.